Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, or more correctly, tonight is the summer solstice, which is a day early because it's a leap year. But once every 18 years, during this time of the year, something remarkable happens at a Bronze Age altar in Bonan in County Kerry. And it's happening this year. Stephen O'Sullivan is chair of the Bonan Community Council. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Frank. Sean.
Yes,
Sean,
that's
sorry,
all right. Yeah, Frank's the other fella. So tomorrow night you'll be gathering at the altar. And what will happen? What will the moon do?
Sean, the moon will rise in top of what we call the altar of the moon. It's the builders of the stone circle, our ancient ancestors, also built an altar on the horizon of the nearby mountain, and to mark the what we call today the major standstill of the moon. It's the most southerly rising point of the moon, and it was for them it was the rebirth of the moon, as the moon was at its most southerly and lowest rising point on the horizon.
Right, and that only occurs once every 18 years, is that correct?
18.6 years. Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. To get like the full effect of it, if you like, do you have to stand where the altar is, or where do you stand?
No, the altar is on the horizon of the mountain. You're actually standing at the stone circle. Yeah.
Oh right.
And looking at the mountain, and the mountain is shaped like a woman lying in her back. Yeah, and it's The moon rises over the altar and up along what looks like the breast of the figure of the woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the full disc shows at the top. So it is very unique. It's only one of four places that are known in the world, along with Newgrange, Callanish in Scotland,
and the mountain, as I understand, is called Dead Woman Mountain. So
we've christened it on Beyond Morrow, yeah, the Dead Woman. Yeah.
Yes, and that altar then, how old is that altar?
Well, it's obviously there's no the it to be we would think roughly five, maybe up to 5,500 years, you know, old. It would obviously be at the same time as the stone circle, be it late Stone Age or early Bronze Age.
Yeah, Craig, it's amazing if you think the ingenuity of the people 5,000 years ago to position that thing so exactly.
So exactly, yeah. So yeah. Exactly, and it is amazing, you know, to think that we're it's still there today to enjoy.
Yeah,
know?
Indeed. And so tomorrow night, people will be gathering there. Is that right?
Tomorrow night, yes, we're doing an event tomorrow night where we're having a presentation on what's actually on the whole event and at the wine and cheese reception. That's at a different location at Molly Gallivan's cottage and traditional farm. That's happening, and then people are being bused from Molly Gallivan's to the park to the event.
Right, okay. I assume you have to be careful about numbers. You don't want people overrunning the stone circle.
Yeah. The tickets are limited and sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and
is it completely dark, Stephen? You know, when it happens, or
when it happens, it won't be. It's not 100% dark. You know, at that time you'll be, but it's near enough dark. It's just. Well, dark enough to see that they get the whole, effect. Yeah, that's the idea.
What's the weather looking like for tomorrow?
Yeah, the weather, we've been following the weather, but yeah, it looks okay. It looks okay. Hopefully, you know, hopefully that we'll get a good viewing.
Yeah, okay. Stephen, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Stephen O'Sullivan, Chair of Benin Community Council.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.